How much and what kind of salt? This article was born from a question which was recently forwarded to Smokinlicious to answer. Quote, why salt is necessary in food despite adding different ingredients, even for sweet dishes needing salt, unquote. I realize just how important salt is to the style of cooking known as barbecue. Why the need to salt? Salt is a mineral found in crystalline form that is used as a seasoning for food. Simply put, salt brings out the flavor or natural essence of food. It draws out the natural juices in raw meat and dissolves with the liquid, forming a brine that gets reabsorbed by the meat. This results in the meat's ability to hold on to more of its own natural juices during cooking. Types of salt. Over the past 5 years, salt has become a very hot commodity in the food industry. There are hundreds of kinds of salts, but for simplicity's sake, I will discuss those that are commonly found in grocery and food specialty stores. Table salt. Decades ago, this was simply known as iodized salt. This is the most refined salt that is known to have a metallic taste due to the grinding process and high heat process to produce it. It is almost pure sodium chloride and has the highest percent granular sodium content of all salts. When used in cooking, the cook generally will use too much due to this refined grind size. I recommend you never cook with standard table salt. Sea salt. This salt type is made by the evaporation of seawater, which results in the retainment of natural micronutrients. Unlike table salt, which uses a high heat process, sea salt provides minerals of iodine, magnesium, calcium, potassium, and bromide. There are many different grind levels in sea salt, and each of those affect the taste, color, and mouthfeel of the salt itself. Kosher salt. Known for its ability to distribute evenly on the surface of food, kosher salt is harvested by mining dried up ocean and seabeds. It has a much coarser grind than table salt, which is considered flaky. For cooks, it is reliable, consistent, inexpensive, and pure. Finishing salt. Just as the name implies, this type of salt is used only when a dish is finished. For instance, sliced tomato with mozzarella and basil, grilled to perfection steak, and even watermelon. It is considered a very light tasting salt. Tamari and soy sauce. I am including tamari and soy sauce as these are very common substitutes for salts and sauces used for barbecue. Sometimes soy sauce is used in addition to salt or garlic and onion salt for those items, making them much higher in overall sodium content. On average, tamari has 700 milligrams sodium per serving, while soy sauce comes in at a whopping 1,000 milligrams per serving. Barbecue rubs and seasonings. Hopefully you've learned how to read an ingredient list on any label. The first ingredients listed make up the largest amount of the contents, while the last few ingredients make up the least. I looked at five popular barbecue rubs and seasonings sold on Amazon.com to see what ingredients made up the bulk of these items and where salt rated on the ingredient list. Here are my findings. McCormick Grillmates Montreal Steak Seasoning. Coarse salt, spices, garlic. 17th Street Magic Dust All-Purpose Seasoning and Rub. Salt, sugar, dextrose. Killer Hogs The Barbecue Rub. Brown sugar, sugar, salt. Stubbs Beef Spice Rub. Sea salt, spices, cane sugar. John Wayne Rubs. Salt, garlic, sugar. As you can see, salt is a primary ingredient of commercially marketed rubs, seasonings for barbecue. For this reason, I always recommend that you give some consideration to making your own rub or seasoning. When produced in large quantity, you can keep these in the refrigerator for up to a month in an airtight container. Best of all, you'll have the peace of mind knowing you can control the level of sodium in your meal. We hope you found this article informative and valuable. We'd love your comments. Don't forget, subscribe to and follow us so you don't miss a thing. We'll continue to bring you tips, techniques, recipes, and the science behind all things wood-fired.